Select the Princess and Ja Prince, the Sunsplash Mix Show. We have a special guest to talk about World Bash. His name is Shawnee B.
Wagwan.
Yo.
All right. They call it World Bash. I don't know what you heard, but I heard you taking a flight. Will you be at World Bash this week?
I am going to be in New York City on Friday morning. I will be broadcasting my radio show on Thursday night on BBC Radio One Extra, wow. Holding a few hours sleep.
Oh,
and as a Sound Clash fan, yeah. There's no way that I weren't going to go to it. And yeah. You know what? I'm an avid listener. Big up Drew Iron Vice and sometimes yeah. And the Jan Krakana. Sometimes, yeah. I'm not going to. Yeah, I'm part of the Jan Krakana. I'm one of the Jan Krakana. You get me? I love that radio program. I ain't gonna turn a lie. Yeah. After my radio show on the Thursday night, I'll be driving home. I'll be listening to that radio show. It was on my birthday. It was September the 29th. Mm. On my birthday, I was driving home and I thought, you know, you work too hard, youth, for you not to enjoy the fruits of your labor. Jump on a plane. And I just bought my ticket that night.
I bought my
ticket. That's my birthday present to myself. Because I was listening to the show, and then I heard the way that they was just like, it was all these sounds being announced, and I'm a sound boy, you get
sound boy,
and I've been very fortunate to have been to obviously the UK Cup clashes,
right? I've
been to the Reset World Clash in New York when Chin said he was finishing with the sound clashes about 10 years ago. I've done Death Before Dishonor like 3 times as well. So I've traveled to the Sound Clash team. And for me, this felt like a finale, the end of an era for two guys that I've had great years with. And you know what? They contributed so much, Mighty Crown. So I thought, you know what? Yeah, I've got a New York and support there. And just to know that Mataran, I got there, this man,
hey!
I got there. Can you imagine the banter?
No.
This is not something that you want to sit at home and be watching online, and not to say that there's going to be any buffering, or then all of a sudden it freeze and you miss a moment, and then you just bought one or two of your bridging them in the crowd. Younger man, someone say, you know what? Even though I know it's 1 week before Jamrock Cruise, we're flying in and out,
and if I'm serious
about what I do as well, and you saw the kind of stuff that I've done over summer, I was in Sunfest. I was in that Labor Day. I was in Europe. Like, this is stuff that we
go hard.
Kind of stuff. So I want to go there. I want to document where I've gone. I want to catch them backstage. I want to be part of history. And I think that this is going to be history. The lineup is phenomenal. And it's the kind of lineup that you have to be there before the doors open.
Or hello?
You're going to miss something.
Yeah.
You're going to miss something. Yeah. So, I have to be there this weekend. So, once again, Iris and Chin. Pushing the boundaries, you get what I'm saying? And it's only certain people in our culture that can get to do certain things. And I've been told, Shani, only you can get to do that, you know. Only Chin, I think, could really get to do an event like this. Because it's about respect and what you've contributed throughout the years towards a culture. And but he's somebody that I sit down with and, like, he thinks differently. You have to think differently to make changes. And you're not always going to be the most popular person, but that's how you affect change in the industry that you're in. And I think that we've seen the benefits of what they've done over the last couple of decades of them promoting sound clashes. The funniest thing is, you know, first time I met Chin was going to Amazura. First time I meet Chin, it was either 1999 or 2000. Rodigan clashed Mighty Crown. And I knew Rodigan from before, in the UK. I used to do remixes for him for his radio show on Kiss FM. Oh. That's kind of how I made my name out in the UK as well. So big up Rodigan on that. But he goes, Shani, I'd said to him, oh, I'm going to be in New York. So he's like, do you want to come and mix for me? In Amazura. I was a fan. I was a follower of dancehallreggae.com. So I remember when they used to chat about the clashes in Amazura, the patrons, this, that, the other. So it was me, my cousin from New York, my brother, my brethren from over here. We went to Amazura for the clash with Rodigan and Mighty Crown. And yeah, I was mixing for Rodigan. So if you go watch that clash, you'll see a very young Shawnee Rodigan. a very plump, fat one as well. And on that night, my crowd looked at Rodigan and said, yeah, oh, I see you walked with your little helper. What a fat one. Yeah, just like that. So to know that I'm going back to Amazora is history. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's nice to be part of all of that history. So yeah, looking forward to World Bash this Friday. Yes. Yeah, good luck.
Now it is available on pay-per-view, and for that information, you have to check out irishandchin.com. But you gotta be there.
You got to be there.
And like you said, everybody knows that it's all about sound chat radio, which is no competition to BBC One Extra. Let's talk about New Tune Government. That little something there where we have a little issue. Yes, Shawnee B, your relationships for years in music. You get music and dubs earlier than some people. But I advise, say he gets some music. And Drew swears, say, you know, him get theme song.
You know what? Many a time, my message Drew, I said, I don't talk so loud. The other day, then we got talk loud about me. The mama said, hi. Talk so loud. Even when them play the tarantula with the from the EP, the Soundboy EP.
Of the album.
Right. Yeah. So they was talking powerful.
Yeah.
I was lucky I wasn't on the radio tonight because the producer, Dreddy, is one of my close brethren from long time. And he actually said in interview that I, through a conversation with him, inspired him doing that project. So when I did that out loud, I'm like, yo, don't load up on yourself. And in all truth, I don't see everybody's competition in it. We're all competition. But we're competition to push ourselves harder.
Forward.
And that means that the music and the space becomes a much better space. And I, for one, and I've told anybody, enough people, if somebody sent me a song, we'll say, yo, you send that man over there, sir. You send that man over there, sir. Enough you, when I'm asking a hardcore reggae song, we'll say, yo, when you send song a rumba chat, talk, because if you send songs over there, sir, and the man them connect with a dub over there, sir, dog, trust me, it's I know someone will call your phone. So you have to kind of, as them say, read the board and know what it is. They, what they do, they're exceptional at what they do, and they know
absolutely
how to do it with what they do. It may not be for some, but me like it. You get me?
It's edgy when it needs to be edgy. If you're drunk or you know about Carlene and voice your opinions, we used to do it at the barbershops and the record store. Now we have platforms. You can call in and chat about the song and who forget kick and.
Yeah, Prince, I'm not going to talk to God's that is true as a BBC broadcaster. When I hear them do some things over there, so I said, Jesus.
Yeah.
And I think different. I enjoy it so much because I know there's no way that I can get away with doing that. Absolutely no way. So I love the rebel nature of it. You get what I'm saying? Like, it is. And you could tell that Chin don't even like whatever go on with half the time. But it serves for audience. And it serves an audience, that half the time you would think that person ain't listening. They love
they
it.
They listening.
That man is love edgy. It.
Woman too.
Yes. Edgy. Yes. Edgy. Yes. They come across male chauvinistic at the best of times.
They
but
do.
Yeah. You know what it is. You know what you tune in for. You know?
Correct.
And on top of that, you can hear that Drew's a family man. You get what I'm saying?
Of course.
You can hear that Iron Vice just get married one day. He's a family man. You get what I'm saying? So it's just it's an expression when you're on the radio. You're just expressing yourself and for a couple of hours.
Right.
People don't like how I express myself on the radio sometimes. But you know, it is what it is. It's for none.
Yeah.
The final tour for Mighty Crown, their final performance at that venue in that New York City area. Your words for Mighty Crown. They who actually get to retire. That don't happen often.
Do you know what? They've, you know what? A lot of times in the clashes, you hear them, but oh boy, it's hard for us, this, that, the other, boom, boom, boom. But they've definitely contributed something to the culture. And over the like 20 odd years that they've been clashing, that I've been enjoying watching them clash. I have to buy a CD, I have to buy a DVD, I have to buy a cassette, because they've been part of it. You know what I mean? I've turned to see what they're going to be coming with. And they've always come with something. Their customs over the years have always been like different. You get what I'm saying? Like they brought something to the clashes. And most of all, you can see that they respect the culture as well. And that's what's most important to me. That they definitely respect the culture. So, you know, I mean, they're done right by the culture. So we respect them for that.
All right. And we definitely have to be there. And a little birdie told me merchandise will be available. I think we need to support it as well.
See it there? So you're going to have you're gonna have your t-shirts them on the boat?
Yes. Yes.
Well, I'll see you guys on Friday, therefore.
All right. Love.
Blessings.
All right.